It only takes a shoulder. It's all I can see above the blanket other than your hair, but it already has me excited. We're both naked under the covers this morning for the first time in months. Usually I'm back in my boxer briefs and you in your baggy t-shirt a few minutes after sex. Staying naked is just one of those romantic impracticalities that dissipate when things get steady, just like cuddling through the entire night. But we did both last night. It didn't start with a romantic dinner or candles. That doesn't happen much anymore. We're content, and that's a good thing, but candles don't get lit much anymore, and I think we were both missing it without realizing it. I was watching TV when he came in from yoga class. He sat down next to me and spotted one of the occasional gray hairs that have been showing up more frequently. You reached out to pluck it, and you know how I hate that. So it rapidly turned into a wrestling match with me pinning you down onto the coffee table. It's crazy how feral we suddenly got, isn't it? How many items of clothing got completely destroyed? Not to mention the coffee table. I don't think I've ever been inside you so quickly and so hard. I was pounding into you so hard my abs are hurting this morning. And no matter how hard I slammed into you, you only screamed out your approval. You're undoubtedly sore too. I lean forward this morning and I place a kiss on your shoulder. You let out a little sleeping moan and squirm a bit. I lightly graze my lips over your shoulder as I let my hand explore the rest of you waiting under the covers. Your skin has always been perfect, soft and smooth. I slide my fingertips gently up and down your arm. It's not quite enough to wake you up, and I'm torn between waking you and continuing to enjoy your skin. My cock hardens enough to press against your ass cheeks. That plus my hand moving down to your waist is enough to elicit that inhale that lets me know you're awake. You wiggle back against me to let me know my hand and cock are welcome where they are. My lips move over your neck and cheek and my hand over your belly. My finger traces circles around your belly button. My cock wedges between your legs. Your moans are no longer sleepy, and both of our bodies are writhing together. Before I can even get my hand to your pussy, you take my hand and slide it there yourself. My hand grazes over your trimmed hair to your soft mound. I slide my finger gently between the delicate folds of your pussy lips. You let out a little groan. I press in a little bit more and I can feel the wetness inside you. I enjoy just playing for a while, encircling the outside and inside of your lips, gliding two fingers from top to bottom of your pussy. Eventually I find your clit and flick it in the teasing way that drives you crazy. Your groans aren't little anymore. The outside of your pussy is now wet too, and I lift your leg so I can run the top of my cock along it from behind you. Now my hand and my cock both get to enjoy your pussy. I love the feel of you, your softness, your wetness. The heat is emanating from you now, and I can feel it on my cock. I'm unbelievably thick and hard now. I rub your clit with the cock, which makes you soaking wet, and you clearly want me inside you. Your hand is pushing my cock up into you, covering it in your juices. I grip your thigh and lunge up into you. We both gasp as my thick head splits your pussy open. I shift my position and push more, and your soft, smooth warmth covers my cock. We move together slowly, but I press myself in as far as I can with every lunge. Your juices cover us both now, and I'm pressing myself into as deep as I can go, the tip of me reaching the hottest, tightest part of you. My groin is groaning up against yours, and you're crying out with each lunge. You beg me not to stop, and I don't. I'm steady. Each thrust Exactly the same. Your hands try to reach behind you and grip my hair, but you can only get your pillow. I'm groaning now too as I lunge and lunge and lunge. You whimper, then cry, then scream as your incredible pussy clamps down around my cock. You pant for a few more seconds before your hands release the pillow. But I'm not done with you. I don't stop. I lunge, and lunge, and lunge. Oh, and I'm deep inside your pussy. Oh, my lunging does get faster. Oh, the pressure's deep in my groin. Oh, and you're begging for me to come. Oh, you're begging for me to come. Oh, and I want to. Oh, and I'm ready to. Oh, I start to shudder as I lunge. Oh, as hard as I can. My cum pours into you. My cock stays in you a while, then slowly slides out as it softens. I hug you tightly, and you turn your head to me for the first time to give me a gentle kiss. We talk for a little bit as we slowly drift into another hour of sleep. But just before that, I kiss your shoulder.